Thank you for calling Arch Cell Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your needs, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Kathleen.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me okay? Okay, it seemed like bad service. Sorry. Yeah, my name is Kathleen Keene. I received a mailing, and I've been also messaging someone by the name of Eric that works for Archtop about possibly getting services.
Okay, so you're interested in getting service?
Right.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you sign up.
Okay.
Let me check on your address first. What's your address?
Sure, it's 104A Fairmont Avenue, F like in Frank, AIRMONT Avenue.
And your zip code?
12401.
All right, so service will be available on February 15, 2025. We can definitely sign you up now so that you can have, so you can be in queue for service.
Okay, I had a couple questions. Like I said, I received a mailing for special. I don't know if you need that information or if you've got that.
Yes, yeah, so currently we do have two promotions going on. So we do have one where you can get $10 off if you do auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing. And the other one we do have is where you get $100 my bundle streaming gift card that you can use on your favorite streaming.
Yeah.
Card.
Yep. Just looking at that. Yeah, that's, I have both actually. It's on this big card that you guys sent out. Also, when I was messaging Eric with your company at Archtop Fiber, he said the neighboring town is getting the 2 gigs for the $69.99. He said that's in Saugerties. So he told me to ask if you're doing that for Kingston as well.
For your location, no, it's not popping up for that promotion.
Okay. Will that promotion be coming out to Kingston shortly?
Currently, no, I don't have any update about it. What I do know, it was just for Saugerties. Yeah, just the
okay.
area of Saugerties.
Okay. I wonder if I should wait. I don't know what the difference would be in the one as opposed to the two.
No, but if it's a case that you sign up for service and then the promotion do come out to your area, you can just give us a call. We'll
okay.
add this for you.
Okay. I mean, is there a big difference in that, the one as opposed to the two?
Well,
because when I read that, I have no idea. It has no meaning to me.
How big is your home?
It's a small apartment, 660 square feet.
You said 1,300?
No. No, it's 660 square feet. It's a small
oh.
apartment.
Oh, 1 gig would be more than enough.
Okay. All righty.
We usually recommend persons with 1 gig that is under 1,300.
Okay. I didn't know it had to do with the size of the home. Okay. If you could honor this deal, that would be great that I currently have for February. That's totally fine.
Okay. All right. So are you interested in getting landline services with us?
No.
Okay, so just the internet?
Right.
And the address is 104 Fairmont Avenue, Kingston, New York. Do you rent or own the property?
It's a rental. It's 104A, because there's two apartments right in this building, so it's 104A Fairmont Avenue.
Okay. And do you
and
own
yes.
it or rent it?
Rent.
I guess a property owner's name?
Eileen Geller. Is there a different, you know what? I'm wondering if I should put this under my son's business. He lives here too. I don't know what to do now. I guess I'll book it right now under my name, but we may change it to business. Does that affect anything?
Well, if you do put it, well, for residential, we cannot put it under a business name. It has to be a name on the account.
Even though he has a business, he works from home, he has an LLC.
He can put it under his name, but we can't put it under any business name unless we'd have to sign up for business, the business internet.
Okay, right now I'll just schedule it for myself. Otherwise, if he wants to change it and put under the business, then I'll have him do that.
Okay. All right, and what you said was the property owner's name?
Eileen Geller, G-E-L-L-E-R, and I don't have a phone number for her.
Do you have any email address?
No. I mean, I could look up, I could Google the main phone number. Let me see. I'm just Googling it right now. Okay, let me see what I come up with. The phone number they have listed online is 845-331-3142.
3142?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know if the utility wires are coming from the pole to the home, or is it underground?
I have no idea.
That's okay.
It's probably wired from a pole, but I'm assuming.
Okay. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
And go ahead and spell your first name.
A-A-T-H-L-E-E-N.
You said A-A, T as in Tom, H as in hotel,
K like
L as in Lima.
No, K like in kite, K like in apple, T like in Tom, H as in help, L as in lion, an elephant, he has an elephant in it.
Oh, Kathleen.
Yeah.
And what's your last name?
Keen, K, like in K-E-A-N-E.
K-E-A-N, as in N-C-E?
Yes.
Email address you'd like to add?
K-K-E-A. NE1110@gmail.com.
All right, so that's your last name, 1110@gmail.com.
With my first initial, K-Keen.
Oh. So K-Keen1110@gmail.com.
Yes.
And what's your primary phone number?
845. 901-8184.
Okay, so 845-901-8184?
Yes.
And how can we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Text is probably the best.
All right. Okay, so for the text, I'm just going to read a disclosure to you. So at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers by text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Now, let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. So you're interested in the 1 gig. The address is 104 Fairmont Avenue in Kingston. You rent the property.
Yeah,
you
have to put 104A.
A 104A, yes.
104A Fairmont Avenue, because there's two of us here. So that way you know it's the right apartment.
Okay. All right. And you said you wanted to do the promotion to get the $10 off so you could get it for $69.99. Do you have the checking or savings account with you now?
Let me look that up. I could definitely give that to you. Let me see. I'm just logging in. I'm almost there, sorry. Okay, so the routing number, is that what you need first?
Yes, the first information I need is the routing number, that's correct.
Okay, 103-100-195.
And the account number?
Sure, 2684-8128-136652.
I'm going to repeat, okay?
Sure.
So 268-481-281-36652.
Right.
What's the name on the account?
Kathleen Keene.
That's a checking or savings?
It's a checking.
How did you hear about Archstop Fiber?
A friend referred me, and I also got the mailing, but I asked if anyone had it, if they liked it, and she referred me.
Okay.
Thinking.
Is there anything that the technician should be aware of before they arrive at your location? Any buried wires or something, tech?
I don't think so. Did you need my friend's name? Because I think she gets a referral.
Is she an employee at Archstop?
No, Eric said that there are referrals, though. Because I told him my friend. Actually, he saw the posting.
Okay. So if it's just a referral from like a friend or a neighbor, we currently do not have any referral programs right now.
Oh, he sent me something. Okay. I'll have to see what he sent because he did send something. Okay. I'll ask him.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to try to read you.
Referral and earn. It's right here. It's all right. I'll send it in. I'll just do it online.
Could you let me know what you're seeing?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Could you let me know what you're seeing for the referral program so I can
He said send us referrals and earn !! archtopfiber.com. And when I click it, it goes onto your website. And it has the headquarters of 300 Enterprise Drive, Kingston. And it looks like Ocean Boulevard, Stuart, Florida. That's right. I'll just send that in. I could do that separate.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to read you a couple of disclosures, okay?
Yes.
All right. So at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archstop Fiber, it is the property of Archstop Fiber, and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you would receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archstop. Archstop do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically in... I'm sorry?
What? I'm so sorry to interrupt you. If there's like equipment outside, I wonder if I should touch base first with my landlord being that I don't own the home, if you're going to have anything like on their property.
Oh, so as it relates to, so what usually happens, we do ask for approval from the landlord.
Okay.
Also, it's a case where it could be an aerial where they could just do it from the pole to your home.
Yeah.
It just depends on the landscape of the home. Most persons that do rent, they just do the aerial where they just do the connection from the pole that goes straight into the home.
Okay. Yeah. I just got to make sure she's okay with all that. That's why you were asking probably for her information. Yeah, I definitely have to make sure.
Yes, that is right. We can't do anything without their approval.
Okay.
All right, so do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
All right, so closer to February, we'll give you a call just to set up a date and time for installation, okay?
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Abby.
Abby, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kathleen. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Happy holidays, Abby. Thank you.
Same to you. Bye-bye.